Gang fighting that began on Monday in the Nigerian city of Port Harcourt intensified this weekend, with authorities acknowledging 11 deaths and residents and media putting the toll much higher. Violence in Nigeria's oil heartland has degenerated from targeted attacks on the industry by militants pressing political demands to uncontrollable waves of gang wars, abductions for ransom, and armed robberies. Senior analyst with the International Crisis Group, Nadi Obasi, says the violence and especially the abductions are now largely motivated by greed and occasioned by anarchy.
The situation in the Niger Delta is pretty bad. At the time it started, there was one central aim in terms of improving the economic situation in the region, livelihood of people, environmental remediation, and increase in political representation. But over time, there has been a proliferation of criminal groups that are just taking hostages for ransom. They are not involved in the wider political, economic, and environmental demands. They're just interested in their own, you know, greed and exploitation, extortion. So we have several groups that are operating in the region. Many of them are nameless. They have no political agenda. And they're just interested in taking hostages and getting money.